All right, my name is Phil. I am the producer with Chaz and AJ in the morning, but I'm also the midday host here on 99.1 PLR, and we've got the head coach of the Bridgeport Islanders coming on next, Rick Kowalski, and we're going to be doing this sort of monthly podcast leading through the hockey season, following the Islanders each and every month, so I thought we'd start with a little get-to-know-our-coach here. So you're fairly new in Bridgeport, but not at all new to coaching. So you just joined as head coach in Bridgeport in 2023, but you had quite the history before that.
Yeah, I finished playing in 2005. So 05-06, I got my start with the Chicago Blackhawks organization as an assistant in Norfolk, Virginia, and then the following season got the head job in Trenton in the East Coast Hockey League, where I was there for 4 years, and then got promoted to the Albany Devils of the American League, where I was roughly, don't quote me on this, 7-8 years. And then got promoted to as an assistant with the New Jersey Devils for 3 years. And then ended up here in Bridgeport as an assistant for 2 years, and then last year as a head, and that brings us to the present day.
Well, I love it. You didn't leave out much. I'm not going to quote you on years, but, you know, there's a Hall of Fame induction a little bit in there, a Coach of the Year nom, so, you know, hats off to you. So it's not like, you know, Bridgeport is a first run for you. We're getting a pretty well-established coach in Coach K here, so thank you again. And look, 3 games this weekend, all in a row, Friday, Saturday at home, and then Sunday. So coming off now, Coach, back-to-back wins, 4 straight games. You guys have scored 4 or more goals. Let's talk offensive production. What's clicking right now for your goal scorers?
Well, I think in a lot of those games, we've been able to get scoring throughout our lineup. So to kind of your comment there, it hasn't just been the goal scorers. We've been getting production throughout our lineup. I think in Hershey, we had goals from out of the 6. I think there was at least 1 goal from each line. So that's certainly a positive thing. The power play's been better. It got off to a slow start. It's trending in the right direction. So obviously, that's a huge part of your offense. But like I said, I think the biggest thing, aside from the scoring, is that I think there's been a, you know, things are starting to click with guys just in their overall game, and we're playing a better team game, which when you do that and you're strong defensively, you have the puck a little bit more, and it allows you to play with the puck and play on offense.
Just kind of takes the pressure off everybody a little bit when you get that kind of balanced line production. Has there been any kind of changes to some of your lines prior to this, or is it just finally guys kind of just sort of finding each other on the ice?
No, and it's a good point. I find at this level you tend to change lines quite a bit. Sometimes it's based on injury. Sometimes it's based on, you know, it is a development league. So
for
you
sure
want to make sure you're getting everybody in. You know, it's not like the NHL where you got a winning lineup. You may not change it. Sometimes you're changing lineups. So you're getting, you know, guys ice time and getting young players opportunities to develop. And then there is the situation we're in where we have 3 of our defensemen are up in Long Island right now. So lineups and combinations are constantly changing. And then there's just the coaching aspect of it where you're like, we got to switch things up. So we don't have a lot of natural centers.
Sure.
So we've tried some different guys down the middle. We've called up Justin Gill from the Worcester Railers, who's done a pretty good job for us as center. And then we've taken some guys that have played center for us, but weren't natural centers, and moved them to the wing. And that seems to have worked right now. We're happy with it, the 4 centermen we have in place. But like I said, it's the American Hockey League. It's an ever-changing landscape.
Absolutely. So season is definitely still young for you guys here, Coach. So no alarm bells, really, at 4-11. Couple good weeks really can change things fast, as you were saying. And look, I don't know how it feels for you as coach, but I'm at the point in my life where I still expect at certain times to look at a roster for a team and see birth dates that are similar to mine. But that's just not the case anymore. So maybe you could tell us, as someone who's sort of been through a lot of this, you know, drafted in 92, succeeding in the ECHL, you know, to the point where you wind up in the Hall of Fame there. How does it feel as a coaching staff when you see players, you were mentioning your defense line, kind of getting called up to the Islanders and then they succeed right away?
Yeah, well, getting back to your point about birth dates, when it really got scary for me is I got guys on this roster that are my kids' age now. So
yeah.
that's when it really started to sink in for me. But as far as guys getting recalls, you're always happy for them regardless of where they are in their career. But it's certainly special. Isaiah George is a young defenseman prospect for us that he got hurt early on in the season and he had only played three games pro and got the opportunity to go up there, and he's played quite a bit. They've been happy with him. So you certainly have that sense of pride when anybody gets called up, because that's our job to help them advance. But when guys get to go up and play their first NHL game, that's certainly a proud moment for all of us working in the organization, but certainly all of us here down at this level to see those guys get up and you know, realize their dream.
Do you find it to be a big advantage, Coach, when, you know, say that players do need to kind of move back and forth? Sometimes that kind of shuttle will happen as they're trying to figure out, you know, what's working or what might need to be worked on, that, you know, the New York Islanders are so close to Bridgeport.
Oh yeah, I think you've seen most of this league kind of trend that way.
Yeah.
Obviously, those West Coast teams moved all their teams out there. I mean, you know, you had LA. Their farm team was in Manchester, New Hampshire. Like you can't call a guy up after a morning skate there. So I think the location of you know, literally we could have a guy skate in the morning here, and then they have something happened and he could be in Long Island for the game that night. So it's a huge convenience. And then obviously you have the familiarity with the fans. I remember a couple years ago when we were in the playoffs here, a bunch of the Islander fans took the ferry over. It was a really good environment for our players in the playoffs there a couple of years ago. So the location certainly makes it easy for recalls and when guys get sent back down, but it also makes it easy for management to and even us to go see Islander games or vice versa.
I imagine even exciting for the fans. You know, sometimes you just never know who you'll bump into on the ferry there. So we were talking a little bit, Coach, about some of the younger guys. I know you also just brought back a former captain of yours. Yeah, Seth Helgason is now with you. And why should fans be excited about his return?
Well, like you said, he's our former captain, and he, you know, we kind of ran into a vet situation this year where we knew we were going to be young on D. Would have loved to have had him back. Wanted to come back at the beginning of the year, but we were, you know, getting back to my original point, we were looking for centers and looking for some scoring up front. So the emphasis on veteran players was really put more on the forward side than the defense side. With that being said, we have three guys recalled, and we have room for another vet right now. And it's the stars kind of aligned here. He was still available. We have kept in touch with him the whole time. He's been skating, and he was able to get back here. From a coaching standpoint and a team standpoint, he's positive energy. He brings toughness. He brings life to the room. He's a pro that's been around a long time that the young guys can look up to, and he's excited and wants to be here. So guys that know him are pumped that he's back, including the coaching staff, and guys that don't have found out real quick that. You know, he brings a certain level of energy to practice, but also is an old pro that does stuff the right way.
I know this game coming up on Saturday is important to you, and we'll get to that in a second. But can you just touch briefly on, we were getting there a little bit there with Seth coming back. How important is it for a coach to have a captain like you were just describing that can kind of help you in two ways? You know, obviously be a motivator off the ice, but then, you know, on the ice, you just find that people seem to be re-energized playing with them again.
Well, the leadership group in general is in it, whether they have a letter or not. That, you know, every team has a leadership group that may go outside captains and assistants. Cole Bardreau is our captain this year, with Grant Hutton and Brian Pinnell, but Chris Terry's here as well. He's another leader, but those guys are so important of being an extension of the coaching staff. And that's, you know, you want to make sure that they're, you know, carrying on your message, or they're taking charge when you're not in the room, or you know, in practice, kind of quietly in line, or, you know, it might be a pat on the back. It might be taking a guy out for lunch, or it may be, you know, giving the guy a kick in the butt when he needs it. I think it has so much more value than a coach constantly doing it. So leadership is so important, at every level, but I think at this level with these young guys coming in, and a lot of it's new for them. A lot of them have been top guys in college and junior, and now all of a sudden they're in and out of the lineup. There's a lot of adversities and a lot of firsts in pro hockey that they're not used to dealing with. So having a guy that's gone through it to kind of, you know, talk to or bounce things off of is certainly good. And because, like I said, they're not always comfortable coming into the coach's room.
Yeah, I brought up all that because, of course, we're getting to know Coach here on this first podcast. And you were captain when you won the Kelly Cup with the Trenton Titans back in 2005. So I know you know what that's about a little bit, as, you know, being a player, but also having a leadership role at the same time. So looking forward to Saturday now, Coach. I know that this game is particularly important and special to you. Why is that?
Well, yeah, it's Hockey Fights Cancer, and for me, I actually lost both my parents to cancer years ago now.
And it affects,
there's a lot of people in this world that are affected by it, and there's certainly, you know, and not naming names, but there's players on every roster that have dealt with this terrible disease in some way, shape, or form. So I think all sports, but I think hockey has done a really good job with these nights at all levels, and really raised awareness and obviously money to help, cancer patients and hopefully find a cure for this one day. But, it is a special night. And like I said, I think that the NHL or hockey in general has done a great job of, bringing this kind of stuff to light.
I'll agree with you 100% there. You know, every sport, I think, does a great job with this. But, you know, I don't know that you've felt true support until you've felt the power of like a hockey team motivated behind you. It's something really special about it. So I'm glad to see you guys in the Bridgeport Islanders, obviously doing all you can to help out. Cancer is something that's affected my life personally as well. My wife went through a battle recently. She's doing great. Everybody's fine now. It gets to a certain point. Like, you know, we're talking about age at a certain point.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody has some kind of a brush with it. So Saturday night's a big one. If you can go out and continue to support, it's a cause. I agree with you. We just got to keep continuing to do these until we find a cure, because it's out there. I know it's out there for you. So, Coach, thank you. I'm sorry to hear about your folks. We got 50 games left on the season. We'll look forward to chatting with you again next month. Hopefully we find you in a little bit higher standing, of course, but certainly we'll be rooting on the Islanders for you here at WPLR. Thank you to Coach Rick Kowalski.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Phil.